Yeah.
Wake up.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
Smile 90.4 FM.
Brace yourself, people. 2025 is going to be the year of loops.
Yes, please.
Come on now.
Hey, either way, you know what? For me, it's the nice thing about getting to the stage in my career now. Obviously, it's my fourth album, so I've been around a minute, and it just has felt so refreshing to make this album from a place. You know, I think on my last album there was definitely some pressure there with big names like Ed in the mix.
Yes,
I had felt this expectation. It was like, what does one write with a guy like Ed? And this album, I really just went back to my own truest musical heritage.
I love it.
And I think you're hearing that in a song like this, where it's just kind of unapologetically the music I love. And there was just, yeah, from start to finish, I made every song on this record with this sort of energy. And I don't think you always get to do that as an artist. I think a lot of artists want to be able to get to that point.
Yeah.
But you always end up compromising along the way, and it's kind of part and parcel. You know, you're like, is this going to be good for streaming or radio? And Love Blood isn't a traditional radio song.
Sure.
But I think we're going to find that people really resonate with it and the way I do, I hope. So, yeah.
Now,
as I get older, just being a little bit less, unapologetically making the music I love, and it's like, if it plays on the radio, I'm happy, and if it doesn't, I'm happy.
So, yeah.
Before we say goodbye to you, Cape Open Air, tell us what's going on.
Cape Open Air, yeah, that is my hometown festival, first big show of the summer.
Mm.
We're holding it in Muizenberg in the park, right by the beach. Such a beautiful venue.
Stunning.
Difficult to lock down big, beautiful venues.
Yes.
Obviously, we're pulling crowds. It's not easy for us to. We don't play in many, there are no big Cape Town clubs anymore.
Yeah.
So we always have to find spaces. And what a gift it's been to lock down Muizenberg Park as our annual home for the big kind of summer kickoff. Mm. So I think it's on the 14th of December. It's in the park. I've got a bunch of local Deep South bands playing. I've got Donovan Copley from Hot Water.
Hot Water
going to be playing. I got Sean Koch playing.
Listen, I love it about Donovan's probably your neighbor, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's like a proper Muizenberg boy.
Been around. It's lovely having Hot Water on the bill because I came up as a young muser, he was already playing Kirstenbosch Gardens when I was kind of on the way up. And I remember inviting him asking if he would have coffee with me so I could try and glean some kind of tips on the industry. Mm-hmm. And he was always very generous with his time, and we kind of had that relationship from early on. And obviously then my career went off and did its thing. And along the way, we kind of stayed connected. And it's such a beautiful thing all these years later to be able to have him come and join me on these lineups I'm putting together.
Full
circle. So we have got a really cool lineup. Warrings, Carla Franco, and just basically a whole day in the park. People can bring their picnics. Tickets are already selling super fast. We're going to sell out this year as
definitely.
We do. So I think we've got maybe space for a max of 2,500 people. So it's a mini Kirstenbosch, just with a sea as the backdrop. Mm. And 14th of December, Cape Town, if you're listening, this will be our only big show in the Cape. Your tickets.
We will be there, and we're buying tickets. We're doing it the same way that you are, ladies and gents. Come and support, please. Cape Open Air, Muizenberg. It's going to be the 14th of December in a stellar lineup. And the great way to say, here's this year, festive is here.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll weet what they'll say when it's fair, when it's festive, isn't it?
That's festive.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I have one more little thing I want to announce just before I'm leaving, and that is that there's two other festivals I'm massively involved in, and they are something I always try and rally some support for, because it's hard, this festival business. It's hard, this idea of uplifting South African music. I've taken it upon myself to try and give back, because so much was given to me on the way up, and so much has changed in the post-COVID landscape. It is not an easy place out there for musos. So I bought into a festival called Up the Creek, and I'm heavily involved in a festival called the Reforest Fest.
Nice.
Those are both happening next year. I urge people listening to come and support those. You know, both festivals are all about live music. At the Reforest Fest, we plant 5,000 trees in the weekend. It's in a forest. It's a reforestation festival with music, with local bands, with speakers. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, up the creek, 50 local bands. We've got a couple of international bands coming this year as well. Hollow Coves are going to be with us at Up the Creek. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I am... And Amistad, I think, from what I understand.
Oh, wow.
So, I really urge people, support the Reforest Fest and Up the Creek. I love these festivals. I love South African music. We need to keep it moving because South African artists are needing the support more than they ever have right now. And I think it's such an important part of our society.
Tell me what you like. Follow us on Instagram. @ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.